Henry Smith, MP for Crawley, thank you for joining me here in the Susie Radio studio. The Veteran Car Run, very much steeped in tradition, and for a number of years, a halfway stop has been held in the High Street in Crawley. We understand that this year, that stop has now been moved to the Honda dealership. Just wondering if you've got any thoughts on the matter.
Well, it does seem a great pity that Crawley's historic medieval High Street won't apparently be the halfway stopping off point for the veteran London to Brighton car run this year. It has been, I think, for as long as anybody can remember. I think it's very appropriate vintage cars travelling down the historic High Street. And I think that the event will lose something, and I think the community will miss those veteran cars coming down the High Street and stopping. It's always been a great feature of the event, and people from around Crawley and further afield come down to see it. And I fear that we will lose something with the old cars stopping outside a garage dealership rather than outside places like the historic George Hotel.
And certainly we've been speaking with a few businesses and local people on the High Street who may be affected by this, and we're getting terms from them such as tragedy and dreadful. It's a community tradition which they feel is going to be lost. Do you think there's anything we can do about this? Do you think it's too far down the line now?
Well, certainly I have only just recently found out about this change, and I would certainly appeal to the organisers to think again. I do recognise that voluntary organisations, and that's what I understand the organisation is that arranges the London to Brighton Veteran Car Run, they do need funding, and sponsorship is important, and I think that's fair enough. But I think probably a compromise can be made whereby the car dealership that I understand is sponsoring the event can be properly recognised, but at the same time, the veteran cars can stop in Crawley's historic High Street, somewhere that not only do members of the community come down to welcome the cars, but also the mayor is present as well. It's a great atmosphere that results. And I would like to think that the sponsors would get more out of that historic link, as would the people organising the car run, if that could be achieved. I think something will be lost if cars are stopping outside a modern garage dealership rather than the old cobbles and timber buildings of Crawley High Street.
Indeed, and not just the community aspect being lost, but we've also heard from the Scouts, because obviously it's a major fundraising event for them, because they go out and they provide the burgers and teas and coffees for the spectators. So we're concerned as well what provisions will be made for the spectators, and in terms of the Scouts, if they can't be in the vicinity. Last year they estimated it raised them £800. Now, for a scouting organisation, that's a lot of money to lose out on.
Yes, it really has been the old Crocs run, something that all the community can get involved with, and certainly there has been a tradition of the local Scouts providing refreshments to drivers and also to the crowds who turn out to see the old cars come through, and it's great that they have had a spin-off of some fundraising from that, and my fear is that could be lost if the cars are not stopping in the High Street. Also, the police, who obviously have to close the road to normal traffic while the vintage cars are coming through, they've got quite a well-established system now. And if we're going to have a different stopping off point, then my concern is that the ability to close the highway might also be compromised as well. So, like I said, I do understand the organisers wanting to get sponsorship. I understand a local garage wanting to be associated with what's a great event. But I think there are ways that that can be achieved without changing, having the car stop in the High Street and the whole community and other groups benefiting as well.
Henry Smith, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure.